next guest is on the line here too, Roman. Tell you what, there were some questions around yesterday at Rosehill Gardens. He answered all of them with a with four wins.
Out.
Yeah, didn't he? What? Josh Parr's been good enough to join us online. G'day, Josh.
Good morning, lads. How are you going?
Yeah, we're really well. Congratulations on that day yesterday. Given the fact, too, it nearly didn't happen for you, Josh.
Yeah, thank you very much for starters. But you are right. I was suspended Wednesday week ago at Warwick Farm, but successfully appealed that decision. And thanks to Paul O'Sullivan for representing me there. And we were successful, and I was able to ride yesterday and then for the next coming 7 days.
Yeah, good morning, Josh. Congratulations. And can we start off with Roe here? And I mentioned to Jimmy earlier, I think there was three or four horses out of yesterday's meeting that punters can follow with confidence. You rode two of them. One of them was Roheran.
Yeah, my word. He was exceptional yesterday. He settled last in a small field. I mentioned post race, just when the speed come on just prior to the home straight, he was found out slightly, just his inexperience. He come off the bit and he just seemed to labour for a few strides, but soon after his ability kicked in and he rounded them up quite easily and ran away from them in dominant style. He's a very promising colt.
Yeah, absolutely. The other, the next winner was Red Excitement. I think it was 658 days between wins for Red Excitement, under pressure too during the course of this up the straight too, Josh. What's the key for Red Excitement?
Red Excitement, just getting into a very comfortable, smooth racing pattern. So in the past, he's had a tendency to travel quite strongly. And if he has an interrupted run, it kills his momentum and just takes him far too long to rebuild again. So each time I've won on him, I've been able to have a trouble-free run, really smooth transition from a working gallop into a top speed, and then he just keeps chugging away after that. So chugging away might be a little bit less glamorous than what his record says. That might be a little bit harsh on him, but he's just an absolute gentleman of a horse to ride, and I really, along with a lot of people, have a soft spot for Red Excitement.
Yeah, he's a stable favourite, isn't he, at Gerald Ryan's, and he's been around for so long, hasn't he, Josh? He started off when you were telling me at Piero's Breeders' Plate way back in 2011, and he's still going strong. New kid on the block, this mare, News Fan, lightly raced, very talented, Josh. Gee, I was taken by her effort first up. Coming back from injury.
Yeah, I was too, Ray. She was very good yesterday at Rosehill. I had slight concern pre-race when she got very hot in the enclosure and her preliminary, she was really fresh. And I thought I was just a little bit concerned that she might have been slightly above herself first up. Mm. But those concerns were quickly vanished when we landed in the 1-1 position and she travelled like an ultimate professional. And it was always going to be difficult to run the two leaders down because they had an absolute picnic in front. But for the turn of foot that she possesses, she was very good yesterday.
Mm. Well, that was back-to-back winners for you after the win in race 6 on Schubert, which is another one of the Godolphin horses. And I want to ask you about the quote from Darren Beedman, the fact that not only is he obviously influential there at Godolphin, but a former legendary jockey as well. And he said of you, he's a very, very good horseman and a very good rider. What's that mean when you're getting those sort of plaudits from respected industry types like Darren Beedman, Josh?
I just got goosebumps as you said it, Jimmy. Mm. I wasn't aware of those comments yesterday, but so that's the first I've heard of it. And it's a big feather in my cap, and I'm proud to hear that. As a young jockey starting out, Darren Beedman was at his absolute career peak. He was almost untouchable. Someone who I've looked up to for so long, and have so much respect for with his riding career. Mm. Yeah, to hear him say that about me, I'm quite chuffed, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. And Dad was there too. I read in the newspaper today. Does he not get a chance to watch you as much as he would like, or you would like?
Yeah, it's he doesn't miss a race that I go around in. But it was really nice to have him there yesterday on a nice occasion to ride four winners. He you know, so he's been in the industry for such a long time, and I think it's a pretty proud moment for him to see his son competing in Sydney and doing well. I think he's just really enjoying the moment.
Yeah. Fantastic. Hey, Josh, well done yesterday. Four winners, a couple there for Godolphin as well, and some promising horses amongst that lot, as well as a bit of a veteran. It was a real mixed bag for you, but the wins are fantastic. And also appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, guys.